This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Perhaps the biggest problem facing upland game hunters is finding a place to hunt. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, most upland game hunters are reluctant to try public areas, and of those willing to test these sites, most refuse to visit these areas after the first week of the season. It's the general consensus that previous hunters have already bagged most of the available game. Still, there's a handful of dedicated public area hunters that seem to find success throughout the season. Many of these public sites and lands are proving to be wildlife meccas, particularly for upland game species. Management efforts by the Corps of Engineers and state wildlife specialists have paid big dividends at these areas. Wildlife populations have thrived due to mainly the various habitat enhancement programs. And wildlife food plots containing corn, sorghums, millets, lespedeses, sunflowers and wild game food plot mixtures provide wintering populations with a nutritious sort of feed. Small fields seeded with legume grasses offers excellent roosting and nesting cover, and rows of border shrubs are planted and maintained to ensure the critical edge habitat required by many game species like quail. Though early season hunting pressure is relatively heavy, particularly on weekends and holidays, game populations at these sites seem to maintain their numbers. This is likely due to an abundance of excellent cover found at the site. The most successful hunters are generally those that are willing to search the densest areas, and though there are many sites containing thick cover and are located distances from access roads, relatively few hunters actually attempt to seek these out and hunt these areas. This can often be the key to successfully hunting in public lands. Game species like pheasants, rabbits, and quail soon learn that these areas offer a safe haven for most hunters. And wildlife management techniques at Carlisle Lake are similar to those practiced at core sites. The area typically features plenty of acres devoted specifically to wildlife food plots. And in the past, popular Carlisle Lake hunting have been Honkers Point, Elmwood, Steins Field, and the Lotus Access Area. However, hunters shouldn't overlook both sides of the Saddle Dam. This area yields some of the best hunting success. And there are other core managed areas throughout Illinois that offer similar mixed bag hunting opportunities. Southern Illinois' Red Lake in Franklin and Jefferson County has been quite popular among hunters seeking all types of game. And of the sites that many of the public lands available to hunters, approximately two-thirds contain good populations of one or more popular game species. The land surrounding Red Lake contain good populations of quail, rabbits, and squirrels. Sportsmen will also find hunting for opportunities for ducks, geese, and deer. Like Carlisle Lake, wildlife management efforts at Red Lake have increased game populations at the site. In recent years, this area has become one of the downstate Illinois' finest public hunting areas for upland game. And hunting is permitted on most federal lands surrounding Red Lake. Only those sites such as established recreation areas and waterfowl refuges are off limits. Hunters' access parking lots are located at strategic locations around the lake. So as you can see, there's lots of good hunting to be had. In fact, locally there would be Pierre Marquette, several state Mississippi River area sites, and Horseshoe Lake State Park. If only one Illinois site was found out for diversity and quality of game, it would have to be Ten Mile Creek and near McLeansboro. Offering thousands of acres of prime wildlife habitat, this downstate public hunting area has been among the best in recent years. So, as you can see, we have plenty of hunting opportunities, and all you got to do is get out there and go out and enjoy them. In fact, the 2018-19 Digest of Illinois Hunting and Trapping Regulations contain a list of popular hunting areas. Single copies of the publication are available from most licensed vendors and from IDNR offices. Okay, we're back, and as I promised, we do have some numbers regarding the archery deer hunt. The archery deer harvest continues to remain strong. The numbers have even climbed a bit compared to last year. However, hunters do need to consider the fact that this fall has been exceptionally cool thus far. This fact alone increases deer movement. Results as of October 28th show Illinois deer hunters had harvested a preliminary total of 18,483 whitetails. Last year's harvest for the same period was 16,617. Harvest for the past week was 5,415, peaking on Saturday with 1,449 deer and slowing with the windy conditions on Sunday. The top five counties followed by their archery harvest through October 30th were Pike with 595, Fulton with 464, Jefferson with 415, Adams with 404, and Joe Davies with 370. The harvest to date consisted of 62% does and 38% males, but males comprised 47% of the harvest during the past 7 days. 60% of the harvest has been taken using compound bows, 39% by crossbows, and 1% by traditional bows, which includes longbows and recurves. Results from local counties followed by the previous year's total for the same county showed the Calhoun County archers bagging 214 deer compared to 140 last year. Greene County hunters harvested 259 compared to 192. Archers in Macoupin County had recorded 341 compared to 307, while Morgan County hunters tagged 198 compared to 153 deer. The archery harvest in Jersey County for the period was 176 compared to 133. The Madison County harvest stood at 307 compared to 232. Montgomery County hunters had bagged 243 deer compared to 186, while Bond County harvest totaled 138 compared to 109, and the Sangamon County archers had bagged 293 deer compared to 243 last year. As more crops continue to come from the field, more reports are expected to come in from hunters seeing deer. Best of all, the hunting will only improve during the next few weeks. Illinois archery deer season continues through January 20th. The season temporarily closes during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting, which is November 16th through the 18th and November 29th through December 2nd. A special muzzleloader season is set for December 7th through the 9th, and hunters possessing muzzleloader permits are also allowed to hunt the second segment of the regular firearm deer season, which is November 29th to December 2nd. There are numerous sites throughout the state managed by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, where hunters often bag two or more wildlife during a serious outing. So there's lots going on, and I think we're going to see some great numbers this year as far as deer hunting goes. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.